Money shot. Open the door. Seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
Tu chegou pra festa.
Morning, this is All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is November 9th and it is a beautiful day with a high of 19 and a low of 9. Here's some music to get started.
Are you even paying attention to me right now?
I'm up in the guts and I come from the crust and I'm making a fuss. Take it, I cannot fake it. Suck this nigga's erection, this shit is serious. Cardiac arresting, a card against best for the swag. Bitch, I caught a pound, that's in a bag. And it stinks like breath, bitch. Motherfuck the next click, eat him like dinner on my bipolar beer. Shit, hibernate, never, I'm cold. The bottom of your thermometer, I'm brand new money. You're asking him what's wrong with him. The most prominent out of a broken condom. A problem you can't solve and I'm gargling bath salts. Eating shit, nigga, I kill it and that's all. Tell you
like my black balls. I'm so southern-mucking sexy. They hustle down, bitch. Roll with my huskies, but don't pet me. That'll just be a pet peeve. You can get bit in your neck. Watch your neck bleed, bitch. And I only smoke a back weed. Top a half a pound, chop it down. Deadly. Bonnie here with me. Cops don't arrest me. Bitch, I've been eating. Can I get my check, please? About to cop a check and a vest and a truck. Give a fuck about the next team. Please disrespect me. Hit the shot, hit the fridge, hit the fucking corner. Then I give them what they order. I do what I marijuana. I'm bad, it's so fucking bad. It no kinda never on soda. You popping like cold water. I'm popping, I'm fucking soda. I'm rocking, I'm fucking faded. I'm falling all on my face and I'm back on it every day. And I promise, mama, I'll make it.
We was coming up. Up north in the cold, gold all on my neck, pocket full of stones. The clouds are all I see, everything moving slow. Getting this fucking paper, the only thing I know. Emotion, pour another cup, I'ma pour it on your clothing. We up, we rolling. Tell the cops the car was not stolen. Look like I'm carpooling with the doors open. 808 play like I got my heart broken. Parallel park between the popo and the president. Start smoking, no license, I'm not joking. They don't like this, but this potent. Got me all up in the days. I'm on the block getting paid. I'm in the crib getting laid. What the fuck they gon' say, man? They hate me, cause I'm HD, but fuck y'all, pay me. I'm up in this bitch, so raw, no baby, cause I stay strapped. Nigga, don't play me, bang bang in your face. Only God can save me. Forgive me for my sins, now give me what I want. That's about a couple M's in the Benz with a bitch. Dark tins, can't see when I'm rubber on the tits. I'm a real motherfucker, used to hop over the fence. Fresh up off the bench, Jimmy Lynn in the trance. Cold poker nigga in the throat, he don't like me, fuck him. Said he wanna fight me, but the boy ducking. Little criminal mixing weed with the mineral. Really, we not visible. I move like a spirit, a hoodie to do business. Yeah, I don't really wanna with my crew, we too vicious. Kill him for 2 digits. Chris G, he the misfit. I used to have class, but I missed it. Fuck the world, don't kiss it. Believe me, nigga, listen.
No, 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 situation's not perfect, but we could have a good time, lady, walking hand in hand. It's you and me, baby. If I could change the season,
change the season,
I could change the reason,
change the reason,
we could change the scene. Destination. Just as long as we're together, baby, could be my last chance.
Last chance
to make a good impression. It could be my last chance.
Last chance
to make a good impression. You're so beautiful. Like a mystery untold, I'm candid as a summer's day to help your secrets unfold. See your conversation soothe my soul.
Your motivation
keeps me whole. I keep your skies so blue. I keep your green grass green. You know what I mean. It could be my last chance.
Last chance
to make this good impression. It could be my last chance.
Last chance.
Gotta make that good impression for the girl. My last chance.
Last chance
to make this good impression.
Together.
I see us walking together.
Walking together.
I
Hi, this is All Things McGill from CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Annika.
Rose is very, very sick, so we have our good friend Becca to sub in for her today.
Really nice to meet all of you.
Not with Corona, for the record.
She has mono, if I'm allowed to say that. And
even better.
That's even better. Honestly, it is very weird how we've had to deal with the experience of being sick with something other than Corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just having someone in the house who's sick with something that isn't Corona, but is still like.
Yeah, in the context of a pandemic, any sickness is just extra.
I can't hear someone cough anymore without like actually freaking out. So.
Exactly.
My roommate has like bad lungs, and whenever she lies down, like she starts coughing just for some reason. And so every now and again, I'll like hear her going to bed or like lying down in her bed. Military fort from when the French first got here in like whatever the 1600s. And it's like right on the river, and there's like a little pier, and there's like this big grassy lawn where these kids are playing, and they still have like the guardhouse and the church and the fort. And you can't go inside because it's like, you know, old, and also it's COVID and stuff. But, you know, it was just like, first of all, there were so many children. I have not seen children en masse in like ages, and old people. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen old people and children in quite a long time. So that was fun to just see.
Family location.
Yeah.
It was a family location, and they were all French speaking, and it was me and my friend, and we were just super Anglo and like young, and we're walking around like, hello, lovely town you've got here.
Yeah. What like war was the fort from?
Oh, it was just like a military like base, I think it was. It was from like, they built it when they first got here, and they used it to defend against the British, but they obviously lost. And then the British used it in the War of 1812, and they kept it.
Wow. So that's,
we beat y'all in that war. Take that.
And that's some cool history right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so nice. Yeah, we've been trying to stay outside and enjoy as much weather as possible before it gets cold again, because it was snowing on Monday, which is
surreal.
Very sad.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that it was full on like snowing and it was sticking like 6 days ago, and today it's like 18 degrees out and I was walking around in a t-shirt.
I do have to say I was just excited to see that snow sticking on the ground as like for the sun today, you know.
Yeah,
that was controversial.
You say that now until
Yeah, I know, in January. Don't talk to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Legault is like hinting that he'll take us out of the lockdown a little earlier than anticipated.
Okay, King.
But we'll see, because maybe those are lies.
Yeah, well, it's the CAC, so.
So we'll see.
Never know with them.
But yeah, how has life been for us so far? We're past midterm season, getting into final season, and that's a rough one for everyone out here.
A lot of work to do,
What's like the biggest assignment you guys have coming up?
Well, I have to learn an entire like coding language tonight in order to like put my math assignment into this language so I can submit it and get extra credit on the assignment, because that's something I like really need. But I like barely have the questions answered, much less encoded into this language. So
yes, women in STEM.
Women in STEM.
Yeah.
Bunsen burner.
I don't know. Exactly. I have a few essays coming up, but it really won't get down to the wire until the last week of November.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah, I just finished like a 2-week period of just like assignment avalanche. I finally handed in my last thing yesterday, and so now I'm vibing. Thank you for claps, everybody. I'm vibing until like 2 weeks from now, so I've decided I'm just not gonna do any schoolwork in that time. I'll watch lectures and that'll be about it.
I think that's a great idea.
That's
gotta give yourself a little bit of a break.
Yeah
exactly.
Yeah, what are the things that you've been doing?
Pardon? One more time.
Like, what are the self-care things that you've been doing during this lockdown experience? What brings us joy?
I had a really great bath. I cleaned the bathtub, and then I was like, well, now that it's clean, I may as well take a bath in it. So
may as well.
That's one thing we lack in this apartment that I would love is a little bit of a bath time.
Well, I would offer you to come and use our bath, but A, that would be a little bit weird, and B, code red, so.
Yeah.
Masked in the bathtub.
Masked in the bath. That's a great band name. I'll call that as a band name.
That is
a great band name.
Masked in the bath.
I feel like it would be some hardcore stuff with a little bit of like one song that's just really chill and sad in the middle of the album, and then back to like just vibes,
straight vibes. I think the whole thing would be straight vibes.
Mm-hmm. Bathtub album.
Yeah. What would the first, like, I feel like what would the album art be?
Oh my god, I think it'd just be like the bath water with a bath bomb, so it's a funky color, and like rose petals, but like amid the rose petals is just a disposable mask like floating.
That's actually iconic. Why are you a visionary?
I don't know, like it's just my art. What can I say?
The way you just spat that out on command, like you had that ready to go, Becca.
I was prepared for my little cameo on this radio show. What can I say?
I really hyped it up a lot.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah, and she actually ran down the mountain.
So fast today.
Just to be here.
Wow.
I really miscalculated how long it would take me, so I was like flying down that mountain. I saw a man with no shoes on running up the mountain, and I said, hats off to you, sir. Like, I was so impressed.
But people don't wear shoes on the mountain.
Yeah, they do. There's some weirdos up there.
Yeah, they really are. People, like, one time I was up there, and they were just, like, two, like infant children. Not infant, but, like, they were, like, 8 or 9, and they were, like, running around chasing raccoons.
True.
And no parents in sight. And I was like, where are your adults? Like, you are children off-leash, like, sprinting around Montreal, chasing raccoons, trying to grab them. Like, you're gonna get rabies, kid.
You're gonna get rabies.
Raccoons. Yeah, raccoons have been a huge part of our life so far.
They really have.
Our friends do these night walks up Montreal, and just this one time, they were just totally overtaken by
raccoons.
An entire army, apparently.
I didn't know this story, but Becca was almost attacked by raccoons on a camping trip.
So I went on a camping trip this summer with Kate and Rose, who have both been hosts on this radio show, and I like to sleep in my hammock on camping trips. So I'm in my hammock. Underneath the hammock is a plastic bin that has all our cookware in it, and Kate has never been camping, not to call her out, but she was like, I don't want the car to smell like bananas, so I'm gonna put the bananas in this bin underneath.
No.
There's this bin, it's like mostly sealed, but like not all the way, I guess, with bananas in it underneath my hammock. And the raccoon spent the majority of the evening trying to access those bananas. And I'm just like in my hammock 3 inches above them, like a little petrified. And then they started fighting, but
that's a little scary.
Yeah, it was a little scary, but they didn't get their bananas. I didn't get eaten. I didn't get rabies. So
you were inches from rabies.
Inches. Yeah. Actually, like, kind of protected by their presence, because I knew if they were there, like, nothing else was going to come in.
That's true.
Well, you better eat raccoons.
That's a great question. Maybe they were like bait for the bigger things.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Well, I guess, like, I don't know. Actually, no.
But if the bigger thing eats the raccoons first, I have time to escape.
That's true.
That's true. That's like that joke where the guy's like, they find, they're walking in the woods and they see a bunch of bears, and then one guy starts like tying his shoelace, and the other guy's like, what, you think you're gonna outrun a bear? He goes, I don't have to outrun the bear, I have to outrun you.
True. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Survival skills, I think.
Yeah,
bring your slow friends camping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that.
Did you?
No.
True.
Rose and I went trail running, and she was in front of me the whole time. Exactly. She's a speedy gal.
Yeah.
I cannot run with other people. I get so self-conscious about when I need to take a break and what speed I'm going at. And then my heart starts beating really fast and I can't focus, and then I want to throw up. It's not good.
That is terrible. I don't genuinely like running with other people either, but with Rose, it's okay.
You got to be with someone who like is chill about your pace, you know?
Exactly.
That's like not, if I feel judged while I'm running, I will lose my I lose my goddamn mind.
It's just no fun anymore, and then what's the point? Yeah,
exactly. Well, to be fair, I don't generally run for fun. Usually I run, you know, because I'm like, oh no.
Something's wrong.
Several months since I last exercised. Today I ought to run.
I've decided to spare my joints and walk instead, but I used to walk so much, and now I'm not walking at all, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, walking from, like, campus to the plateau was a trek last year. Not a trek, but, like, 20, 25 minutes every single time. It was every day.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. at least you're getting outside at least twice. You go there.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
And twice a day going outside, imagine. I go to my house twice a week, and I am impressed. I got to put some pat in the back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
no, strange. I try to go outside once every day, but it gets a little difficult.
Sometimes the fact that I have to walk down 2 flights of stairs in order to leave the apartment, like, is so insurmountable that I just cannot. I cannot do it. I crack a window and I call it a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Fresh air.
Oh my gosh, the twins from The Shining?
They have. Anyways, I wonder if there's like an increase in animal population in Montreal this year. You know, well, nature's taking over the city.
Nature is healing. We are the virus.
We are the virus.
It's true.
Isn't that like a Laura Frank picture meme of like dolphins and it's like.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's one and it's like a disposable mask like floating in the ocean and someone goes, nature is healing. We have the virus.
Yeah.
I love to describe memes to other people.
Yeah, I'm just scared. Describing memes over the radio waves must be.
It really just does ruin the comedic effect of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's not me? No.
It's a different product altogether.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it's a spoken word meme.
Spoken word. how's your comedy show or a sketch show going?
Non-existent? It is non-existent.
No, we watched a show the other night. It was hilarious.
A comedy show?
Yeah, it was like...
Oh, improv. You watched improv.
Improv. Sorry.
There's a difference.
I'm sorry.
Improv.
I'm versed in these art forms.
It's going good. It's all right. We had our show. We haven't actually practiced since because everyone had midterms and stuff, so we're all really busy. But I think we're back tomorrow, and then we should have a show coming up in another couple weeks. So keep your eyes peeled, like The Pit Improv on Facebook for more updates.
Indeed. Shall we go to our events that I have pulled up?
Yeah, excellent segue.
That's a great segue. Okay, cool. First, we have the semi-annual research event from PSSA. It's on Monday, November 9th at 5:30. It's the McGill Political Science Students Association. And yeah, just hear about the research currently happening in the political science department and learn how you can get involved in undergrad research. That'd be fun.
I'm there.
Yeah. I think just go to the Facebook page, get on the Zoom. I feel like it would be informative. I don't know.
Okay. Certainly informative.
Cool. All right. So next we have the Digital Diasporas. Is that how you say it? With Joey Diaspora. Ramona and New Ways of Worship Zine launch. It's on Thursday, November 12th at 5:30, and it's an online event. And it's as part of our collaboration with Toronto-based multidisciplinary artist Joey Ramona, the first featured artist of our contemporary art cycle, Permanence. We are thrilled to announce the November edition of our Digital Diasporas series. I feel like
Diasporas?
That's a Diasporas?
Unsure.
I know.
I think. I mean,
if you want to call in and tell me how to pronounce it, go ahead.
Please do.
I think it's Diasporas. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to do some art, it's hosted by the Museum of Jewish Montreal, which used to be right next to our apartment, but unfortunately, I think they're either doing renovations or they're shut down.
They have like blocked off windows for ages.
Yeah, which is kind of sad, but. All right, so if you want to do that. All right, the next thing is the Economic Students Association at McGill University. At November 10th at 6 p.m., it's an internship panel. So you can just talk about internships in economics. And
get on that Bronfman grind.
Yeah, learn about the economy and stuff. And
that might be Hotel School of Business.
Indeed.
Yes, ma'am.
Has the little infographic or whatever has this person going up the stairs. Stairway to heaven.
Stairway to success, absolutely.
Success.
Day so tell. More like every day I can so tell that I'm grinding on my business internship.
You heard it here first.
You did. Anyway, head on down to that.
Yeah. Could be fun. You're in
business.
In business, you know.
Or not in business if you like the idea of business. Yeah. I know I do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Big business.
Capitalism. Capitalism. Mm.
Period, queen.
Okay, on November 10th at 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a fundraising clothing drive at Ecole Socrates, Campus 4. It's time to... I know, right?
Mm.
Kind of cute. It's far away, though.
Where is it?
Longueuil.
I think that's, I actually, if I, if you, okay, so while we were, this is off topic, but while we were in the Eastern Townships today, I had the worst ordering in French experience of my entire life. I walk into this coffee shop and they are blaring, "Don't stand so close to me."
Oh, I'm like, okay,
first of all, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I go to the cash register and obviously we're both wearing masks, me and the cashier, and they have a plexiglass shield in front of her face between us. And so I go, bonjour, and she goes like bonjour, and then she asked me how I'm doing in French, and I go like, I say I'm good in French, and then she goes like what, and then I say something that doesn't make any sense in any language, not French or English, and then I'm like, oh, and I panic and I go, do you speak English? And she goes, huh? And I go, English? And she goes, oh yeah, She does not speak English, by the way. Like, upon talking to her slightly more, I should have just kept going in French because she really just did not know what I was saying. Anyway, so that was just, it was awful. And it was so loud in there. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I was trying so hard to speak French and it was not going well for me. And she was trying so hard to speak English and it was not going well for her. And then I had to go to a Jean Coutu afterward and I had to ask him for the bathroom key. That was a tragic day. It was a tragic day, you guys.
Did you get your food at your cafe though?
I did get my food at the cafe and I did get the key to the bathroom. Actually, the bathroom key went a lot better because at the last second I remember that the word for key is clé in French and I pulled through it.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
So if we have any bilingual people in the audience, I am now one of you.
I have turned to the dark side.
Exactly. Now that I know what key is.
That's the key.
That's the key. Oh!
I hate that. I hated every second of that. That was worse than the encounter I had at the cafe.
Oh my gosh, Annika, I'm so sorry to have done that to you.
Well, did you guys take French in the USA in high school and stuff?
No, I took a Latin in high school.
Of course you did.
Very productive. Very productive.
Good thing it's such a live language. Oh, wait.
I mean, yeah. I really don't have a comeback for that.
Hell yeah. What did you take, Maya?
I took Spanish.
Nice.
Classic, nice. You know.
What did you say? Biblioteca.
Mm-hmm.
Por qué?
Well, you know who should be speaking fluent Spanish by now is Becca, because she's taking a Spanish class. Although, I disagree with McGill's way of teaching languages.
Actually,
not just McGill, but every educational institution ever. I've never had a good language class.
The focus should always be on fluency and communication. There's like literally not a single other skill you need to learn first. Other, like, you don't need to know grammar. If they can understand what you're saying and you can speak like relatively like coherently in another language, like you're not gonna need grammar. You can learn that afterward.
Exactly. No,
it's very frustrating. I completely agree. But also, I reckon it'd be really hard to teach fluency. Like, I feel like it's a lot more straightforward / easy to teach grammar.
It's definitely, it's definitely easier to, because it's more clear. There are more rules. There's less chaos conversation when you just teach grammar. But the problem is like, no one started with grammar first.
No. Yeah.
Starting their first language.
With English, when you learned English for the first time, you weren't starting with the grammar rules.
Yeah.
You guys have to do dictations in high school?
What's that?
Oh my God. So they'd like, you get, it'd be like a test and you get a sheet of paper and it would say like all the questions on it. So for example, it would say like, and you'd be on a headset and it would say like, say a paragraph about what you did that summer and you have to make it up on the spot and just like try and speak like fluently in French. So you'd be like, dans l'été dernier, je vais aller. It was so bad, you guys.
I had to do it on Zoom with my prof the other day. It was an oral exam, though, was the name of it.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, and she, like, recorded it, too, and I'm like, delete that, please.
Oh, my God, yeah. We used to also get, like, they would play a paragraph. Like, they would play a few sentences in French, and we have to write down what they said.
Oh, my God.
Those were awful, because I could never understand what they were saying.
That's some music class. Yeah.
Literally, I know. Well, in some ways, learning music is like learning a language.
True.
Wow.
True.
I'm a poet.
If you ever, like, became president of the United States or whatever, and suddenly they're like, what about this video? And they pull up your old
Spanish. Oh.
I mean, that's not too bad, but.
It's definitely
worth it. What's, like, the coolest thing you can say in Spanish now?
Oh, that's a really hard thing.
It can be a swear word.
I don't know any swear words. I only know what they teach me in mi clase de español.
Mi clase de español.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. We can edit that pause out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's so easy. Okay. The last, thing. What's it called? Event. Okay. The last event is tomorrow at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's figure drawing Montreal at Anti Cafe. It's how to grow your artistic talent. It's $15.
That sounds awesome.
The tickets are $15 and it just sounds really fun.
Anti Cafe is a great place.
It really is. I think you can actually go there to study.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Oh, yeah. When are you going?
We're going to go next week, I think. But yeah, you just like sign up for a time slot and you pay in advance and you go into a room with like members of your household and then you just stay all day and they like bring you food.
That's sick. I want them to bring me food.
Can we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're doing it.
Yeah.
This is it. This is it.
Right? Go on to Cafe, everybody. Look her up.
Yeah, she's a fabulous one.
She really is. I took my mom there
once
when she came to visit and she was like, very confused about the whole concept.
I took my mom there and she'd like sit down and have a coffee and then be like, let's go. I'm like, that's not your money's worth. You gotta stay here all day.
Exactly. I was like filling up the plate with the snacks and she's like, we just had lunch.
Yeah, sorry.
I love all the tea there.
Yeah.
I always find new teas to drink and enjoy because, so much variety. We love
it. Do you guys like David's tea? That's my question.
We drink Stash mainly because that's what they sell at Seagulls.
I drink Stash.
I order online my favorite sweet and spicy from Good Earth Tea.
That's cute. Support businesses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Support businesses. Yeah. So, yeah, we used to have like 20 things of tea and we're slowly going down a little bit in the level of tea that we're
losing volume.
I wish that I could show you guys over the radio, like the sheer amount of tea in my apartment. Like we have a full shelf of the pantry that is dedicated to just tea. There's like at least 30 different kinds of tea. Like it's absurd. And we only really routinely drink English breakfast, Earl Grey, and like chocolate mint. Like those are for free.
Chocolate mint tea.
Mm-hmm.
From Seagulls.
Yeah,
oh that's crazy.
It's so good. They have chocolate orange. That's also quite good.
Maybe we should try it.
I'm always pretty like confused
turned
about
off by those chocolateness.
I like it. Okay, here's my I have an analogy to share with you.
Great, I'm excited.
Chocolate tea is to hot chocolate as chocolate hummus is to chocolate fondue.
Okay.
I've never had chocolate hummus.
Okay, well then you need to get on that because chocolate hummus slaps.
Interesting.
It doesn't get
I've never even heard
I've
of that.
I've never seen it or eaten it, but I've looked at it.
It's really, really, really good. And dipping like a strawberry or like a piece of, don't dip like you wouldn't dip like a marshmallow in it. That would be weird, but like dipping fruit into chocolate hummus will change your life.
Okay. We have so many things to do.
Yeah, I'd like to change my life.
Yeah, if you've been following along on the radio, please send us a picture of the checklist you've made out of all the things I've demanded people try on the air.
I wonder if, like, drinking more tea is a Montreal thing, because Becca was never into tea originally.
Well, this is vaguely psychopathic, but, okay. Last summer, I trained myself to like tea because I really like hot beverages, but it's not, like, sustainable or responsible to, like, drink coffee all day. Just unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna like tea now. And so I started like drinking hot water and then like transitioned into tea from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't imagine just drinking. How was drinking hot water?
Actually, I really like drinking hot water. My older brother does it. It's like people do it in China a lot. And he spent a year in China and he came back and was like, drinking hot water is the thing to do. Like, all right, bro, that's really weird. And then I started doing it too and was like, this is actually kind of sick.
It's supposed to be better for you because your body doesn't have to or something like that. Exactly. Like it goes down easier.
Yeah.
Although what I learned in my neuroscience class is that your receptors in your mouth have like hot cold receptors, and when they feel cold, like liquid coming into your mouth, it stimulates your thirst receptors to turn off.
Wow.
Yeah. So that this like the feeling of like liquid and it being cold is what turns off your like thirst mechanism.
Wow,
interesting.
If you drink cold water, you'll feel less thirsty, but it's harder for your body to whatever.
That is true.
Yeah, utilize, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, that's so interesting. I didn't even think of that.
I know. Fun facts from my behavioral neuroscience 200 class.
I want to take that class.
Yeah.
It is very hard. It was really hard. I would not advise, being honest.
I would like to take that class as a non-student.
I think it was pass fail.
Just a bummer.
I spent a lot more time if you took a pass fail.
Alrighty, cool.
This has been CKUT All Things McGill 90.3 FM. I'm Monica.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Becca.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay.
On parle de toi dans toutes les chansons, même si c'est pas vrai, t'inquiète, c'est bon. Si tu veux, je te laisse partir avec tout jusqu'au refrain. Rajoute un couplet là-dessus, puis on se retrouve à la fin. Au métro parc demain matin. 200 mètres de haut, pourtant tu tiens dans ma main. 2 cm de trop en dehors du droit chemin. M'en rappeler, j'avais pas seulement soif de toi, mais aussi faim. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, non. J'ai pas envie de fuck it up quand je m'apprête à fuck it up. Give it up, non. Et j'ai des marques.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote. Listen to your
KUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Listening to the power hitter of FM radio. Keep it tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I think the magnitude of this will probably not sink in or talked about or understood for a while.
CKUT.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Listen to your
KUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us.
And with Wet'suwet'en, McGill University must divest from TC Energy. A community campus action on Wednesday, December 1st, taking place just inside the Milton Gates at James Square. With poetry, speeches, and music, McGill University invests over $4.7 million into TC Energy Corporation, the company that is building the Coastal GasLink pipeline on Indigenous Wet'suwet'en lands. Now is the time for McGill University to divest from TC Energy. Join us for a campus community action at 5:30 on Wednesday, December 1st. This event is co-hosted by Divest McGill, the Indigenous Student Alliance, and is co-presented by CKUT Radio. See you there.